Consumers are the casualties in the Eskom-Nersa tariff war. The High Court has ruled that the power utility may claw back 69 billion rand over the next 3 years, and it all boils down to higher electricity tariffs. Nersa spokesperson Charles Schlabela joins us on the line now to discuss the outcome of that ruling and some of the broader implications. Thanks so much, Charles, for your time this evening. So we've got the court having ruled in Eskom's favor, which sees the utility implement significantly higher tariff increases next year. Is this the end to the legal tussle between the regulator and Eskom, or will you be challenging this?
Let me start by saying that we have noted, you know, the court judgment that was delivered yesterday. However, we have a concern, you know, with regard to the judgment, because you'll recall that this judgment follows Nessa's acknowledgement of procedural unfairness in terms of how it treated, you know, the 23 billion injection from government, basically by not affording Eskom an opportunity for them to submit representations to Nersa. But the judgment has gone beyond, you know, Nersa's acknowledgement of the procedural unfairness by pronouncing, you know, on the MIPD4 tariff application. That's our concern.
Okay, so where to from here?
The energy regulator is still to decide in terms of the way forward. However, what you are saying, as Nersa, is that if this judgment, you know, is left uncontested, it will not only cause disruption to the industry, but it will further, you know, contribute to the economic, you know, kind of a depression that we are currently experiencing. So the energy regulator will still decide on the way forward. But I think what is important is that, you know, this issue of resolving this kind of issues, you know, through the courts, it's not taking Eskom anyway. It's not taking, you know, our economy anyway. What is needed is for, you know, all the stakeholders to sit around the table and discuss, you know, in terms of how to basically deal with this issue. That's why we are saying, as Nersa, that this decision, you know, it was not really between Eskom and Nersa, but it was really between Eskom and the South African economy and, you know, the electricity consumers.
Yeah. What this does bring to the fore, Charles, though, is, you know, the court's finding that Nersa acted illegally when it deducted that 69 billion rand equity injection into Eskom when it made its, you know, deliberations. Why is deducting that still a valid case with merit in your books?
That's what I was saying earlier on, that this decision has gone beyond, you know, our acknowledgement of procedural, you know, unfairness in terms of not conducting Eskom. But I mean, this is not a simple kind of mathematical, you know, issue of you subtract, you know, you add. You know, there are other considerations that are considered, you know, in
are
taking,
the criteria,
you know,
robust enough, the criteria that Nersa uses?
Sorry, come again?
Are the criteria, or, you know, is that tick box exercise that Nersa does robust enough when coming up with these determinations?
Yes, of course. Remember that we also conduct, you know, extensive kind of public participation where we consult, you know, all the stakeholders for them to make inputs, you know, into the decision that the energy regulator is going to take. But other things, know that we consider as Nersa, we consider, you know, impact of whatever, you know, decision on future, you know, price levels. The sustainability of Eskom is also considered, you know, issues of, you know, affordability of consumers, and also the overall impact, you know, on the economy. So all those issues are taken into consideration, you know, when making the decision.
I'm going to get to the outlook on those considerations in just a bit. Before I do, Nersa has taken, according to the court, irregular decisions in three consecutive applications made by Eskom. Do you think, Charles, that there's an inherent bias that possibly slips through the cracks and influences these determinations made by Nersa on account of, you know, the negative headlines that Eskom makes on a day-to-day basis?
No, I think the only unfairness from NERSA's part is not consulting or conducting, you know, offering, affording ESCOM an opportunity to make or to submit, you know, the representations regarding the way, you know, we dealt with the 23 billion injection.
Okay, Charles, as far as those considerations are concerned, how much do you see this actually allowing ESCOM to find its feet and become financially stable?
In all the decisions that we, as MESA, you know, take, the issue of affordability of ESCOM are really, you know, taken into consideration. Even you know, with the consideration of the 23 billion, the NERSA factored in, you know, in the adjustments to ensure that, you know, ESCOM will be able to, for example, you know, pay its debt. So sustainability of ESCOM is also one of the key, you know, issues that as an energy regulator we take into consideration when making a decision.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Charles. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, NERSA spokesperson Charles Khlebelane.